This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Odisha beginning today to attend various programs, including the All India Director Generals and Inspector Generals of Police Conference at Bhubaneswar. The three-day conference is scheduled to begin from today at the Lok Seva Bhavan. The conference will also be attended by key dignitaries, including Union Home Minister Amit Shah and National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal, among others. The agenda of the conference will include discussions on internal security, cybercrime, Maoist menace and challenges posed by emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence and drones. Counter-terrorism strategies are also expected to feature in the discussions. Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi has expressed happiness over the Prime Minister's arrival in the state. The Lok Sabha has passed a resolution extending the tenure of the Joint Parliamentary Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 until the last day of the budget session in 2025. Joint Parliamentary Committee Chairman and BJP MP Jagdambika Pal moved the motion in the House, which was approved by a voice vote yesterday. The JPC comprises 21 members from the Lok Sabha and 10 from the Rajya Sabha, including 13 opposition members. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 aims to bring significant reforms, including digitization of records, stricter audits, increased transparency, and legal mechanisms to reclaim illegally occupied Waqf properties. The bill is aimed at reforming the management and regulation of Waqf properties across the country. Maharashtra caretaker Chief Minister and Shiv Sena leader Eknath Shinde, BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis and NCP Chief Ajit Pawar met Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi yesterday to discuss about the government formation in the state. On the occasion, Union Minister and BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda was also present. Mr. Eknath Shinde has already said that he would not be an obstacle in the government formation in the state and go by the decision of the BJP central leadership regarding the top post in the state. The BJP-led Mahayuti has registered a landslide victory in the recently held Maharashtra Assembly elections. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that significant success has been achieved against terrorism, left-wing extremism, insurgency and narcotics in the past 10 years. Addressing a valedictory function at Lal Bahadur Shastri National Academy of Administration in Missouri, Mr. Shah said the firm policies of the Narendra Modi government at the centre has yielded the desired result. The government has approved 40 projects worth around 3,300 crore rupees to develop iconic tourist centres across the nation to global standards. The projects will span through 23 states under the Special Assistance to States and Union Territories for Capital Investment SASCI scheme as a financial assistance provided to the state governments in the form of 50-year interest-free loan for capital investment projects. A host of measures will be undertaken under this, including decongesting popular sites, integrating advanced technologies, promoting sustainable practices and encouraging public-private partnerships to enhance infrastructure and visitor experiences. The Uttar Pradesh government has ordered a judicial inquiry into the recent incident of violence in Sambhal, in which at least 4 persons lost their lives. A 3-member committee headed by retired High Court Judge Devendra Kumar Arora has been handed over the responsibility of conducting an investigation into the matter. The 2 other members of the committee are retired IAS officer Amit Mohan Prasad and former IPS officer Arvind Kumar Jain. The committee had been directed to submit its report within 2 months. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court is scheduled to hear today a petition challenging the November 19 order of a district court, which directed that a survey be undertaken of the disputed site in Sambhal. Union Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy has launched the first tranche of offshore mineral blocks auction in New Delhi. This first tranche of auction includes 13 mineral blocks spanning across the Arabian Sea and Andaman Sea, featuring a mix of minerals such as construction sand, lime mud, polymetallic nodules and crusts. These minerals are critical for infrastructure development, high-tech manufacturing and the green energy transition. And that is the end of this news bulletin.